I'm Tracy Brimhall, and this is Marnie. A year had passed, the surface of the lake smooth, the wreckage removed. The ripples stopped, reminding us of her until lunch one day, when my grandma spoke her name in passing, as though she still lived, as if we hadn't moved the chairs around the table to hide the empty space she belonged, dividing up our share of loss into many smaller spaces. We kept our heads down, chased the green grapes around our plates with our forks and acted like her name didn't still make our blood leap, didn't make our hearts wait to discover if her voice would fill that violent pause. All we could give our cousin was our silence, let the memory fade with the soft vowels of her name and keep eating, pretending his dead sister had not entered the room and left again. I'm Tracy Brimhall, and this is Missing. I put on your shirt and rubbed my nose on your collar to remember the smell of your chest on mine. I fit a finger on each button, finding them stiff and unfamiliar without the usual press of desire. You're still fresh here. My sheets still reeking, where only last night we lay like two commas curled around each other. And only this morning, I pulled your tongue into my mouth so our bodies could talk, but there was silence.